Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. How are you? You see why I play drums, don't you? You want to call in? 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Anybody want a little good news today? Just a little tiny bit. Don't get excited about the government. No, this is how they play the game. It's taken them almost 3 years to put the kibosh down on the mask mandate. Okay, see how all that worked. It took them 3 years, though we heard from federal judges at the offset of this plandemic. Isn't it interesting that it took them 3 years to finally say, you know what? What Biden is doing, what Trump did, is completely unconstitutional. It's null and void. 3 years it took them. See, the damage is done, folks. Don't act like these said federal judges are doing a good job. No. They were given the green light, and they went along with it when they were told to go along with it. Okay, they're a part of this alliance that's no good. But this is a little bit of good news if you need to travel a little bit quicker than you have in the last 2.5 to 3 years, right? Just wanted to make clear. Read Psalm 94:20 when you get a moment, and go back to common law in the United States, and you'll understand the disconnect going on here between the said judges in the United States. You can also go to Judges 2:12, I believe it is, 2:12. Judges were appointed to keep the people free from tyranny, but we're also looking at Psalm 94:20, and the question is how can they operate together, the lawless and the lawless workers of iniquity? You know, and I think of Amos 3:3 now that I'm thinking about it. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? Well, we're not walking together. They're trying to establish a new system of government, and this is how they're doing it. So I don't want you to get too excited, but here, I'll give it to you, okay? This is coming out of that Panama City, Florida, okay? Channel News, it says 7, and it states that the federal judge voids travel-related mask mandate. You know, doesn't it usually work this way, folks, that they have to prove their authority before they implement their authority, not the other way around? See, this is judgment turned backwards, Isaiah 59. The Department of Health and the CDC and the TSA have assumed authority that's never, ever been given to them by the people. They're assuming authority that's never been delegated to those that represent we, the people, in upholding the law. As a matter of fact, if they were doing their job, they would have struck this down right off the bat. They didn't do that. They waited for 2.5 to 3 years before a federal judge in Florida says that what they were doing was unconstitutional. Okay, St. Petersburg, Florida, by Kurt Anderson. A federal judge in Florida has voided the national mask mandate covering airplanes and other public transportation as exceeding the authority of the U.S. health officials in the coronavirus, I'm going to add the word, pandemic. Okay? The decision Monday by U.S. District Court Judge Catherine Kimball in Tampa, an appointee of former president, also said the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention improperly failed to justify its decision and did not follow proper rulemaking. Wait a second. The CDC does not have any authority whatsoever. Neither does the Department of Health, folks. That, again, is called administrative law, and it undermines our God-given rights. This is very dangerous. In her 59-page ruling, this judge said that the only remedy was to vacate the rule entirely because it could be impossible to end it for the limited group of people who objected to it in a lawsuit. The judge said a limited remedy would be no remedy at all, and that the courts have full authority to make decisions such as this, even if the goals of the CDC in fighting the virus are laudable. Okay? Again, I just want to make clear that everybody understands what I'm talking about. This is what they do. They get you asking the wrong questions, okay? And then when they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. And it is, in fact, exactly what they are doing today. They're acting outside of that scope of authority that, again, was delegated unto them by the people. Here, let me show you another one just to kind of give give you a little taste as to the tyrannical fashion in mayors and governors and judges are acting in America today because they've been given a free hand, right, by the people. The ones that are to be accountable for what they do and what they don't do. Again, just want to bring you over to the New York mayor, and I want you to listen to how he's being confronted by a mother, and listen carefully as to how he responds. This is craziness, folks.
Unmask our toddlers. 10 days
She's saying you need to. You said you were going to unmask our toddlers. He never had the right to mask your toddlers. Why? Because the state has no children going on.
That the masks would come off on April 4th. That has not happened. You reneged on your promise, and not only did you renege on your promise.
She's saying he lied about what he said he was going
to
do.
Friday night to overturn a state court ruling.
No. Let her finish.
Oh, please, yeah. Let him patronize the woman.
Go ahead and finish, man. Okay.
Yeah.
But you got to come to a conclusion. Can't do it. Okay, come to a conclusion and turn on your phone so you can get my answer correctly. But come to a conclusion.
Here,
okay, how are you back there?
March 17th, that you would trust me, I will unmask your toddlers. You had your lawyers race to court on Friday night arguing that there would be irreparable harm if children under 5 were allowed to take off their masks today along with their older siblings in school. So my questions are, what is the irreparable harm to children aged 2 to 4 taking off their masks, just as they do in Long Island, just as they do in Westchester? When will you unmask our toddlers?
She's asking the mayor. This is the problem. This serf is asking her master, when are you going to unmask our toddlers? I'm here to tell you. He's never had the authority in doing so in the first place. Does scripture come to anybody's mind when I say such things as this, friends? Like Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And I think of Edmund Burke when he said, as long as they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Is that not at what's play or what's at play here? Yes, it is, American. Yes, it is, Americans. Yes, it is, Americans. We need to get educated. I'm going to come back to this. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. You want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to SOL Radio Live. Thank you for the subscriptions. They're just growing every week. We got quite a few people joining us, and it's interesting, folks. Pay attention to the numbers and how they vary back and forth. It's kind of bizarre. It really is. But thank you for those that are subscribing to the live feed on sonsoflibertymedia.com, SOL Radio. Go to the right side, click onto the subscription page, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in at any time, you can. 1-866-582-9933. Right now we're talking about the state has no children. They don't. So it's interesting how those people in government are assuming authority that's never been given unto them. I was just highlighting the said mayor from New York, who's assumed authority. He's doing what his masters are telling him to do. He's installed. There's no question about it. Don't fool yourself into thinking otherwise, friends. And because he's doing what others are doing unconstitutionally and illegally, regardless of what the judges are making reference to when it comes to what they can do and what they can't do. They're acting in a criminal fashion. Well, this is one such individual in New York. I'll just tee it up for you. The mother came out and she said, you know, when are you going to unmask our toddlers? First of all, why is the woman putting her kids into a public school to be trained up by her sworn enemies? Proverbs 2:6 tells us that we're to train up a child in the way that they will go. And so when they are old, they will not depart from it. Now, just hang on a second. I got a check in my little spirit man here, and I want to make sure that I am, in fact, pointing you the right way. Okay? And, oh my goodness, what are you doing, Bradley Dean, huh? What are you doing? Proverbs 22:6. Yes, indeed. Just wanted to make clear, friends, because I get it. Every once in a while, I got so much word going through me because I'm almost through the Torah again, the book of Genesis, and then I'm going over to that of Leviticus and Numbers, and Exodus was before that. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and then it will be Deuteronomy, and I'll be done with all that. But I'm going through the whole word again, and I got so much going through me right now. It's fantastic, but I got to stick to the plan here, right? But with that said, friends, let me go back and let me give his reply, but I am going to go ahead and throw in here the woman again saying, when are you going to take the masks off our toddlers? He's never had the authority to put them on in the first place, friends.
That there would be irreparable harm if children under 5 were allowed to take off their masks today along with their older siblings in school. So my questions are, what is the irreparable harm to children aged 2 to 4 taking off their masks, just as they do in Long Island, just as they do in Westchester? When will you unmask our toddlers?
Thank you. As I stated, as you indicated, I made the announcement that we were looking to announce today, which is Monday, to take the mask off the 2 to 4 years old. But I also stated, if
think
we
about
see
that
an uptick, we will come back and make the announcement of what we're going to do. We're going to pivot and shift as COVID is pivoting and shifting. There's a new variant.
See, folks, they're going to keep this alive as long as you allow them to keep it alive.
That's the role I'm
He's just parroting the narrative. That's all he's doing.
Up to my promises. If I have to pivot and shift and have other adults do something different, I'm going to do so.
He doesn't, folks. See, again, I can't reiterate the point, and it's very bothersome to me because I know what the law says. You know, really what it comes down to, friends, is ask them, because the burden of proof is on them, to prove and to make reference to the laws that they are enforcing when they're taking authority over those that they're to represent. Guess what? They can't find it. Period. They can't find it. Edmund Burke said this, and listen carefully. This applies to all of us. Kings will be tyrants from policy. You know how I make reference to policy constantly? Policy undermines our law. That's why they renamed it. It's not constitutional law. It's policy. Just ask John Glenn, who said if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. It's all illegal. Listen to what Edmund Burke said again. Kings will be tyrants from policy. The king in this land is Article 6, Section 2. It's called the Supremacy Clause. Kings will be tyrants from policy when you take their policy because it runs in stark contrast to law. Antithetical, okay? But kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principles. If you were to hold to your principles, friends, they couldn't get away with the things that they're getting away with. Oh, Bradley, prove it. Okay. Thomas Edison, you know that smart guy? He's the one that said the strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it. The way that you defend it is say, no, we're done. I said during the break, friends, to my social media platforms, friends, you got to get to the point. No, we're not doing this. Last week we had Nugent on. We were talking about the Second Amendment. He said no to the papers. So did Richard Mack. No to the papers. No. I already got my God-given rights. Why do I need you coming in, misconstruing and undermining my God-given rights by having a little authority over my life? It's not yours to take because you didn't give them. Period. Understand? Okay, good. Let's mean no. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. Kicking the hell out by the power of the Holy Ghost and establishing his will in this earth as it is in heaven. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Well, that's still not enough for some people out there. Well, I want to point my finger back at you because I love you enough to tell you the truth. That's what love does, right? And it's in action, which speaks louder than words, friends. 1 John 3:18, but here it is, okay? You are the government in this country. They are not, okay? We, the people of the United States, let me take it one more stretch. In order to form a more perfect union, the people will establish what? Justice. Why? To ensure domestic tranquility. to provide for the common defense of who? Those that mean to take authority over our lives the way that they are today, and to promote the general welfare, the good of the people according to law. That doesn't mean to steal from those that work and give to those that don't work, and to secure the blessings of liberty. Read 2 Corinthians 3:17 to ourselves and to our children. Our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States. Period. Period. It's just that simple, friends. But if we don't want to follow that prescription, well, then we're going to get what we've got. We've got a mayor here who thinks he's going to usurp the parents' authority over their own children, and we have a serf here, this mother who's fed up, where she confronts Eric Adams over masking her toddler. My goodness, folks, do you understand the whole system would fall if you pull your kids out of public school? They have nobody to indoctrinate then. That means they don't have anybody to control. See, the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in the government in the next. How about we take our government back? This is our government, friends, period. This is our government. And to take it a step further, even than the ones that I've taken already, I want you to remember, folks, and consider the source concerning this little henchman, Anthony Fauci, who talks out of both sides of his mouth. Remember at the beginning of the pandemic, and by the way, for those that did not know, he tried doing the same thing a decade prior to the last pandemic, using the same exact narrative. Same exact narrative. 10 years ago, those people would not put up with 10 years later as to what those people in the United States of America would put up with. He's a con man. He is a con man from start to finish. And again, consider the source, friends. I want you to see this in showing you Anthony Fauci once again talking out of both sides of his mouth. You know, the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. That means to those that call themselves Christians that put up with this double-mindedness as well. As well, friends, this is ridiculous and it's embarrassing. But you remember when Fauci said, absolutely, you don't need to wear a mask. You remember all that, right? Yeah. Did you also remember this? I want you to check this out because, yes, he said this too. But now he's saying just the exact opposite because they've seen how many people were gullible enough to go ahead and go with their narrative. Ephesians 4:14. Check this out.
But she's had the flu for 14 days. Should she get a flu shot?
Well, no. If she got the flu for 14 days, she's as protected as anybody can be because the best vaccination is to get infected yourself.
And
if she really has the flu, she really has the flu, she definitely doesn't need a flu vaccine. If she really has the flu,
she should not get it again.
No, she doesn't need it because it's the most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself.
Wow, that's just insane. Americans, did you forget about this? Oh, you know what? Politicians do what politicians do because of the short-term memories of those that don't pay attention to what these criminals do. And criminals they are. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back after this break.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge says the mask mandate on planes and other forms of public transportation is unconstitutional. The judge saying the CDC overstepped its authority and declared the rule invalid. It was recently extended through May 3rd due to concerns about the new subvariant of Omicron. With the Senate still on their Easter recess, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is taking part in a luncheon in Shelby County, Kentucky, to discuss the importance of the state and the country. The senator says because of the American Rescue Plan, inflation is getting out of hand.
I think the president's richly deserved his approval ratings, which are well below 40 now. The biggest mistake was the $2 trillion so-called American Rescue Plan.
USA Radio News. A new study is out taking a look at the affordability of owning a home.
According to Fannie Mae's most recent national housing survey, houses are affordable. The catch? If you already own one. 92% of homeowners say that their current home is affordable. The reason they're more affordable? 9 out of 10 mortgages in America carry an interest rate of less than 5%. Now, thanks to inflation, 5% is the official starting level of a 30-year fixed mortgage. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Florida's Department of Education rejected 41% of proposed math textbooks submitted for use in the state's public schools. The DOE saying the books contained critical race theory and other forms of political indoctrination. The governor saying it seems that some publishers were attempting to slap a fresh coat of paint on an old house built on the foundation of Common Core. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Smiling governor signs bill to make parents aware of the sexual grooming materials for their children. I kid you negative. I'm going to come right back to that. I'm also here to remind you that the state has no children. Pretty crazy what the American people tolerate, yeah? I got to take responsibility and put a stop to all of this nonsense, friends. It's arbitrary, it's tyrannical, it's dictatorial, and it's totalitarianism. Is what it is. We got Joshua calling in from New York. How goes it, my friend? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah, I came across some information recently. I was, I'm for Christian values and all that, but I wasn't sure about Jesus.
Wait. Slow down, Joshua. I can barely say it again because you're a little muffled.
Okay. So basically, yep. I've come to the conclusion it's possible that Judaism was taken over by a particular type of people, and they took it over because it was forced upon them. And so they wind up taking people of the Jewish religion physically and making their own people, you know, raping, whatever. Not whatever, but the point is that they wind up turning the lineage to their own side and then wind up making Christianity with Jesus. So therefore, ergo, they would have had somebody that was technically of the bloodline, of the Jewish bloodline. But it wasn't necessarily true.
Okay. But what is this? What are you applying this to? I'm kind of lost.
One more. And then with Islam, I believe that it was possibly that they took Muhammad, and Muhammad was somebody who truly did believe. And I'm not saying that Jesus acted. I'm not saying Jesus didn't either. But you know, crisis actors, right?
Yeah, I know what crisis actors are, yeah. Yep.
Oh, the Bible states that what's happened now has happened before, right?
Okay, okay. You mean history repeats itself?
In the New Testament, Jesus sends his followers, his apostles, right, before him to find out how the village is beforehand. And then when he shows up and they tell him, oh, he's wrong, he was already like, well, you were going to, you know, either way, you're going to judge me incorrectly. Right?
Are you saying, okay, dude, I'm lost, Joshua. What, you're like all over the boards.
Okay, I'm sorry. So what are you lost on?
Okay, so what is exactly, what's your point that you want to make?
Okay, so I'm bringing it up that I believe that Christianity and Islam is possible that there's crisis actors way back when.
Oh, okay, okay. Well,
it happened and a certain type of people took on the Judaic religion.
Okay.
So I'm not saying that what I'm saying is true.
It's not true. It's not true. Because Muhammad didn't answer my prayers. Buddha didn't answer my prayers. The Hare Krishnas didn't answer my prayers. And how many other gods that people have created up in their own reprobate carnal minds, they didn't answer my prayer. I'll tell you who answered my prayer. So I'm on the road. This was going on for a long time in my life, by the way. I was never in a point in my life where I never believed in Jesus. I always believed in him, okay? Period. But when I was on a rock and roll band touring across the United States of America, and again, keep in mind, this was over a period of years, it kept coming to me, and it kept coming to me, and it kept coming to me. I needed help, man. I was the prodigal son, and I needed to come back to him, period. I didn't know how that worked. I also know this. I wanted nothing to do with what I seen in America concerning the professed Christians of this country, because what I noticed was a lack of Christianity. And so during the time that we were touring in the United States of America, particularly in Oklahoma, I remember going back into my room, and I remember going under the covers. Now, keep in mind, Joshua, I'm the guy that will fight you at the drop of a hat back then. That's how angry I was with myself. I was guilty as hell before God. I lived under condemnation because I continuously sinned against him, not knowing even what sin was, my friend, 1 John 3:4. I was the one that was under the sheets crying out to God in Jesus' name. He was the author of my faith, and he's also the finisher of my faith, and he's also the sustainer of who I am in Christ. John 10. Okay? So this is what I have to say. I said it to Jesse Ventura. You're a fool for your pains to try to talk me out of what God put in me. Because what God put in me in Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost, he came in to convict me of my sin, righteousness, and judgment. He brought John 16, starting in verse 8, he brought about godly repentance. He converted my heart. That's what he did. I did not do that. I had nothing to do with it. I just wanted to know the God of David. And he answered me. And he answered me, and he answered me, and he still answers me today. I'm not here because I applied for this job. Nobody talked me into where I am today. And you could get the whole world, Joshua, encircled or encompassed or encamped against me to try to get me to deny what I know is true. This is where men lose it. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:5 that you're supposed to find your faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. One thing I notice, and I'll hold up. I'll give you the last word, Joshua. One thing I've noticed, and I've been to them before, I see people where they intellectually try to combat those that don't believe. That's their first problem, and it's their last problem. Because I didn't find my faith in some sort of debate or something that somebody said unto me. It's what Christ did in answer to the prayer that he birthed in my heart. Therefore, he is the author, and he is the finisher of my faith. I don't think I know who he is. I know who he is, and I know, as Paul said, the guy that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, I know in whom I believe, brother, and there's no shaking that out of me.
Okay, so I just want to point out, God is truth.
Yes, he is.
The light and the way.
Amen.
So truth is God.
Well, the word is flesh. Read John 1.
I just want to point out, truth is God.
But you're trying to point, Joshua, I'm just getting a little worked up here, okay? You're trying to talk into me what you don't even understand.
It's okay.
Well, okay, okay. I'm not capping on you, little bro.
You got a point. You got a point. I don't know.
Okay. No. Listen to me.
What I'm just trying to point out is that if you are wrong, though.
I'm not wrong.
I'm not saying that you are. But truth is truth, and God is truth. So I'm just pointing. I'm just saying that.
I appreciate that, Joshua. No, I have no. We're having a conversation, and I'm enjoying this, by the way. And this has been birthing in me for a while. I have to get on this show, and I have to spend 2 or 3 days going through my testimony because I'm telling you what, folks. You listen to I don't care a third of it, and you're going to be done. It's like, oh my goodness. If he answered you in that way, he'll do the same thing for me. Yes, he will. He's not a respecter of persons. But if I could go get my wife right now and had her come downstairs right now, she's going to set any critic, I'm telling you, straight, real quick as to what goes on over here, because we have tested him and we have proven him time and time and time again, and he's exactly who he says he is if we meet him on his terms, and therein is the problem. Men don't meet the Lord on his terms, and then they don't get the response that they claimed that they wanted. Well, God's not going to compromise his word. If we meet him on his terms, he will meet us on his terms. He will answer us on his terms. I got a comic book. Are you on social media platforms right now, Joshua?
No, not.
Okay, well, listen, I just got them done. I had a guy from Marvel and from DC Comics, Danny Bulanati, do this comic book for me. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go to social media platforms or go to thesonsoflibertymedia.com and go to info and text me or email me or Facebook me your address. I want to send this book to you, and I want you, it's something that you'll enjoy. It'll take you probably 2 settings to go through it, but I want to send it to you, and I want you to check it out, and I want you to call me back after you go through this, and I want you to tell me what you got from it. Is that fair?
What is it that you want me to look up?
Just go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to info and go ahead and send me your address, and I'm going to send this book off to you for free. Is that cool?
No. What book is it?
I just got done telling you. It's a comic book that I wrote. It took me 2 years to make this. I did this with a Marvel DC comic. Okay? Danny Bulanati. And it's my testimonial, and I want to send it to you. That's all I want to do. I'm not asking you for anything back. But I gotta
Well, like I said, the truth is the truth. God is truth, so.
Yes, he is. I appreciate it, Joshua. I gotta get going here. Thank you for the phone call. I totally appreciate you. Folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Now, I don't know why. Is Judah back there? Is Samuel back there? Okay. Okay, there it goes. It's reconnecting. I'm sorry. It just dropped the call. It's picking up on its own. We're good. Folks, I want to get back over to this. The smiling governor signs a bill to make parents aware of the sexual grooming materials for their children. And what I want to do is I just want you to get just a little salt on your tongue, because what we're talking about today is the state has no children. And it's interesting that the governor, Youngkin, in Virginia, I remember, again, the said conservatives of the day, the said patriots and self-professed Christians, a lack thereof, Matthew 5:13. They were all excited about this guy because this guy had it going on, right? This is the guy that had it going on. I want to show you how much he had it going on. This was a little ditty he did for that of Easter, he called it. He said, on Easter Sunday, we are reminded that the light defeated darkness, amen. And our risen Lord, amen, gave us all hope in an eternal future, amen. It's promised. From the Youngkin family to yours, we wish you a blessed Easter. And it has a big picture with this said governor, with an Easter bunny that has nothing to do with his risen Lord, and Easter eggs. Eggs have nothing to do with bunnies. And it says, from the Youngkin family to yours, we wish you a blessed Easter. Okay, cool. But folks, doesn't that kind of explain a lot of the confusion that's going on? Isn't that idolatry? Oh yeah, it's idolatry. And isn't it interesting that instead of showing a picture of Christ crucified, he shows a picture of an Easter bunny and eggs. By the way, rabbits don't lay eggs. By the way, bunnies have nothing to do with Christ crucified. We talked about that on Friday. We'll come back. I got some more phone calls coming up. 1-866-582-9933. I got to get to this point, though. It's important that I do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, I'm going to get to this, I promise. Smiling governor signs bill to make parents aware of the sexual grooming materials for their children, as if to suggest that's the norm. I guess he thinks he can do that. I'm here to tell you the state has no children. Now, with that said, we got Tony calling in from Michigan, and I said this is your show. So, Tony, go ahead with your question or your comments. And by the way, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. Nice to talk to you, sir. You and Tim do an excellent job, and I'm glad that I stumbled across your broadcast. It's
cool.
Wonderful.
Cool.
I thank you for everything. And I just was disappointed here recently. I made a comment in your comments area, and I'm just basically griping. But one of your other listeners said something about D.C. or whatever and the corruptness we have there. So I just want to let you know Big Brother is following right on your heels. I made a comment that just nuke the swamp. So now I've been eradicated from Facebook for 30 days because I said nuke the swamp. So that's just how close they are. I mean, it was immediately spontaneous after I made that. Now I can listen to your show.
Yeah.
But I can't make any comments for the next 30 days because of my general reference.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people feel the same way.
Yeah, well, I think people are coming to the end of themselves with all of this garbage, and I guess they're just going to continuously test their steel. People are tired of the censorship. People, you know, and it's interesting, isn't it, Tony, over the last, what, 2.5, 3 years, the American people, actually since September 11th, 2001, in a big way, say at the Department of Homeland Security that with their 72 definitions, they've been attacking the American people for a long time in this country. I just don't think that the American people have figured out as to where it's come from, and people are tired of it. So here's the deal, Tony. Keep going on with your bad self. We know what you mean. We're talking about doing things lawfully in this country. What's going on in this country is not going on lawfully against the people that they're supposed to serve. So you know what? Draw the line. Let them wonder as to where you're at, and hold that line, because that's where I'm at. It was just like I said at the beginning of the show when we had Nugent on last week. It was what I've always said. Don't disarm. Absolutely do not disarm. They have no authority telling you that you have to disarm, speaking of the Second Amendment. And Nugent came back and said, I don't have to have papers. My rights didn't come from you. My rights came from God, and that is exactly right. And so does your First Amendment. And sooner or later, all of these platforms that have been violating the First Amendment, they're going to get theirs, because God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And it's interesting to me, and I'll give you the last word here, Tony. It's interesting to me that I am holding to the Word of God, which common law is predicated upon, okay, and the U.S. Constitution, and I'm probably more heavily censored than 99.5% of the people out there that call themselves the good guys. So you can see what they're at odds with. It's the law that exposes them for their crimes, Luke 12:2. I'll give you the last word.
Hey, and I don't disagree with that at all, Bradley. Definitely the truth is censored much more than the lies that we're given and we're fed that we can believe in and take heed to. We know there's a lot of corruption going on. It's just too bad our citizens of this country and the world itself are so naive, chasing their own personal wealth, that they're not paying attention to the overall good of humanity. And we're suffering right now at the hands of a minority, and they're wiping out the majority, and most of the majority just goes on blasé, not even paying attention. And here we've got a handful of righteous people that are trying to pay attention, and we're the ones getting hit with most of the stones.
That's right. That's right. Tony, thank you. For the sake of time, I got to finish this up. Oh, especially you're in Michigan, man. You know more of that corruption than a lot of people do in the United States of America. But be encouraged, my friend. It was John Knox that said, that prophet from Scotland back in the 1500s that said, a man with God is always in the majority. Okay, read Psalm 27 as well, and you can see that God was proven in his chosen vessels, and when the Lord said, touch not mine anointed, he meant just that. There will be recompense. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. Cool? Okay, so I got 6 minutes. The smiling governor signs a bill to make parents aware of the sexual grooming for materials concerning their children. Youngkin, the governor, the good guy, say all the patriots and conservatives and professed Christians, put that up against 1 John 2:4. He's now the governor. He signs a bill requiring schools to notify parents of sexually explicit materials. And the people think he's, oh man, look what he did. That's great. No, he's the governor. The bad guys don't have a right doing it in the first place. Okay? Mr. Youngkin, where's the law to prosecute those that mean to advocate the grooming of children in public schools? There isn't one. They are violating the law. That means they're transgressors, 1 John 3:4. And the law is to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Is that what's happening? Nope. Nope. I mean, folks, it isn't like the governors of the states, or so they like to be called, that are not committing the crimes that they're committing in the dark, because they're not doing it in the dark. They're doing it in the light. The state has no children. So this is being done in the light of day and right in front of our faces. Read Jeremiah 5:21. Do you have eyes to see, and do you have ears to hear? See, now what's worse is they act like this is the norm in doing so. Okay, to notify the parents that they're going to try to groom your children in a public school. Hey, folks, it's a crime to do what they are doing. Governor Youngkin then acts as if he's doing the parents a favor. Gosh, really? Really? The governor is saying to the schools and to the teachers, as they call them, the indoctrinators, hey, listen, if you're going to go ahead and advocate that kind of sexually explicit material, we know what it's all about. You want to groom the children. We know that. You want to control the children. How do you do that? You demoralize them. Yep, we know that. Ask Balaam and Balak, okay, in the Numbers 22, 23, and 24, okay? That's how you control them. You entice them. You break down who they are in Christ and show them who they can be concerning the spirit of the world in the devil. That's really what it comes down to. They have to be enticed. And that's what they're trying to do, is break the connection between you and the Christ so that you're made an open prey by the enemy. And they're laying for the children. Read Luke 17, 2. It's not a good direction to go. But that's what they're doing. Now, I want you to hear this. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin signed a bill into law requiring school districts in the Commonwealth to adopt a policy, there it is again, to disclose sexually explicit school instructions to parents. And the people actually believe that this governor is a good guy. Remember the mayor, I believe it was in the state of Ohio, about seven, eight, 9 months ago now, that found out what they were teaching in the elementary concerning child pornography. Remember how he went and talked to a local judge? And when he got the information from the local judge, he went and confronted the school board, and he told the school board members that he's now made aware concerning the content as to what is in school elementary books. And how it is child pornography, and he gave them the ultimatum. Why, I don't know, but he gave them the ultimatum to resign right then and there, or they were all going to be prosecuted right then and there. I wouldn't have given them the first option. They already knew what they were doing. Law enforcement has meaning. They're called peace officers. If you want peace, then the law has to be magnified against the crime. Okay, Senate Bill 656, which Youngkin signed Friday, mandates the State Department of Education, keep in mind they don't even have the authority to do this, okay, it's illegal, mandates the State Department of Education to develop policies ensuring the parents are notified when sexually explicit content is taught in the classroom. That is, I say this so many times, it's against the law. It's against the law. Since when did it become the state's objective to demoralize the children? Since when did it become the school's objective to sexualize elementary students or middle school or high school? It's not. But the good guy, Town Hall reported, under the law, local school boards will be required to ensure that parents... Nope, this is a law being used against the law. That school boards will be required to ensure that parents are notified of sexually explicit instructions, directly identify specific material and subjects deemed sexually explicit, and allow parents of any student in the district to review instructional material that includes sexually explicit content and provide, as an alternative, non-explicit instructions, material, and related academic activities to any student whose parents so requests. So before we go after your kid and we want to sexualize them and we want to raise them up for grooming, you have to tell the parents first. Folks, this is a lawless society which we're seeing. If they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, there is no light in them. Isaiah 8:20. Talk to you in 23.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.